Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. We've had just a great week, busy week, lots of phone calls, lots of help for people out there. And, you know, I always get excited because part of the reason why I come in and do this show is that I realize there are so many questions still floating around out there, valid questions, really good questions that just aren't getting answered in any other way. And a lot of advisors, I don't think understand the full scope of long-term care and how it works and some of these questions that I get asked. And this week, I got another great question from Gordon over in Bellevue that we're going to talk about today. We're going to build our whole show around this. And Gordon just asked a question, can I deduct premiums for long-term care insurance? And man, this is just such a great question because if you come to one of my classes, you're going to learn that there's two things we talk about. We talk about how to design a plan, how we're going to design a plan for you, how much coverage you want. And what I mean by that is, I say long-term care is a bucket of money. Just think of a big bucket of cash. You're going to decide, do I want a big bucket or do I want a little bucket? So that's going to be how much money you have, how much protection you have. The second thing you're going to decide is how fast can I take money out of that bucket? That's your monthly benefit. So can I pull out $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month? And you'll hear me in these client of the weeks talking about monthly benefits. Well, that is something that someone decided. They decided they want $10,000 or they want $8,000 a month. They decided if they want inflation on it, which grows the bucket of money and grows the monthly benefit. So we talk about how we design a plan. But the second thing that I always talk about in the class is my expertise is now what is the most efficient way to fund a long-term care plan. And what I mean by that is it a single payment? Is it a smaller deposit and ongoing payments for 5 years or 10 years? Or is it just a continuous pay? Or is it a 10-pay plan? There's all these different ways that we fund a plan. And if you listen to Long-Term Care Radio or go back to the podcast, you will see that every week during the Client of the Week segment, which is at the bottom of the hour, we always come back. We have a Client of the Week that we talk about how we design a plan and how they pay. And if you listen to them, you'll see there's a wide variety of ways that people fund these plans. And one of the reasons why you'll see the difference in these is because I sat down with the clients and said, yes, there are some distinct advantages and things that you can do to deduct some of these premiums for long-term care. And that's what's really great about these plans is that long-term care is unique in the situation that we can deduct some of the premiums in certain situations, but the benefits still come back to us tax-free. So Brandon's question is, can I deduct premium for long-term care insurance? Well, Brandon, it depends on what type of plan you have, number one. And number two, it depends on your particular situation. And that's what we're going to jump in today. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about when you can deduct premiums, what has to happen, how you would maybe trigger a situation that would allow you to deduct the premiums, and the advantages of maybe doing a traditional plan versus a hybrid versus an asset-based plan, because all of those will have different situations that allow us to deduct the premiums. But what you need to understand is if I deduct premiums on the front side, it does not change the benefit on the back side. The benefit is still tax-free. And what I mean by this is if I am think about disability insurance. Disability insurance, if I'm writing it off as a tax write-off, I don't get those benefits tax-free when I go on claim. Same with life insurance. I cannot deduct the premiums because the benefit comes back tax-free. Long-term care is treated uniquely, kind of like health insurance, that I can deduct the premiums in some situations, but the benefits always come back tax-free. And that's what we mean by a tax-qualified long-term care plan. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that. Before we get to that, though, I want to do a little housekeeping and talk about that. We're into November, and I want to talk about the next class that we have. That's Saturday, November 16th. This is our long-term care planning class. This is just a great class for you to come to. We're going to cover all the basics, what long-term care covers, where it covers care. We're going to talk about the different types of programs, asset-based, hybrid, why you would look at one versus another. You're going to learn a little bit about the state partnership program, and then we're going to answer your questions. And so we are really kind of going to transition into next year. We generally have two classes, asset-based and then our regular 101 class. I'm going to kind of meld those two classes together because they're very close anyway. And really what we're seeing is the vast majority of our clients are moving towards a asset or a hybrid-based plan because these are the plans that pay us back whether we use them or not. However, there still is a space for traditional plans, and those are just the pay-as-you-go type of plan. So we're going to put all that information, and that's going to be in this next class on the 16th. So I don't care if you're planning on self-insuring or you have a smaller estate and you want to look at a state partnership program or something, you're going to learn about it at this class. Saturday, November 16th, that's a 9 a.m. kickoff. It's in Bellevue off of the Southeast 8th exit. So it's real easy to get to off of 405, whether you're coming from the north or the south. Plenty of free parking, and all the information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Now, again, the class is free. We just ask that you sign up because you'll see our training room is limited, and I purposely keep these classes relatively small because the most important part of the class is we're going to go through some information and then we're going to answer questions. And the vast majority of the time, everybody sticks around for all the questions because that's where you're going to learn a lot. And sometimes we'll have a listener that will come and they'll sit down and they'll share a story about maybe a situation that they went through. And it's just a learning environment for all of us. So again, it's just a great way to kind of educate yourself on some of these new options that are available and how you can set a plan up. And that's all that information is just right on our homepage at 525longtermcare.com. But let's stick around. I'm going to head into my first break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the tax advantages for long-term care planning. And we're going to discuss in detail when we get back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. Yeah. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, I appreciate everybody that tunes in every Saturday. You know, we get a lot of good feedback on this and a lot of questions. And you can always send us a question on our website there on the homepage at 525longtermcare.com. It's just right under the upcoming events, which is where you sign up for a class. So all that is on our homepage. But don't stop there. You can bounce around our website. We got a lot of information, a lot of examples. It's just really loaded, lots of resources, and you just need to start there. Spend a little bit of time. And I was just talking here in the studio during the break about how, you know, we'll get people that will call and they'll just want us to give them the facts. Just how much does it cost and this and that. But they've spent zero time. They don't even know what it is. And so we really can't help you at that situation because we're not going to sell you anything. This isn't buying a box of cereal off the shelf or going and buying a car. It's about designing a plan and making sure that that plan fits in with your wishes. You know, what's your family history like? What do you want to age in home? Are you willing to move to a community? What are your assets like? Who's going to be involved in a long-term care situation? Are you going to be living with your kids? All that factors into the type of plan that we're going to design for you and the amount of coverage that you need. And I mean, if we just look at it statistically, a lot of people, you know, women statistically will use more long-term care insurance than men. And single women that have never been married will use the highest amount of long-term care. So we're going to look at you as an individual and kind of figure out what your situation is and then try to design that plan for you. And again, 525longtermcare.com is just a great place to start. And if you're close enough, you want to come join us on Saturday. Our next class is Saturday the 16th. Now, our question this week came from Brandon over in Bellevue, just asking, can I deduct premiums for long-term care insurance? And this is such a great question because there are some distinct advantages to long-term care insurance. The government is going out of its way to make long-term care insurance attractive with some of the rules and the regulations that they've passed over the last 10 years, including the State Partnership Plan and the Pension Protection Act. But one thing that is really cool about it is they give us the ability to deduct the premiums on the front end. So I'm going to talk about tax advantages from two different sides here. Number one, while we're paying for long-term care, and then number two, we're going to talk about it when we're receiving the long-term care benefit. So number one, if I have a qualified long-term care plan, that's what you're always going to see in the language. IRS will say qualified long-term care plan. Well, what does that simply mean? It simply means the National Association of Insurance Commissioners set down these guidelines, and what they said is they dictate that basically it requires an insurance company to offer inflation protection on a long-term care plan. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to have your policy inflate, increase in value, which is what inflation protection does. But they have to offer it, number one, to be qualified. And number two, there has to be a non-forfeiture clause on the contract, which means that if I'm paying payments, simply put, if I pay payments for 10 years and then for whatever reason I have to cancel, or the insurance company raised my rates and I have to cancel, they've got to give me a non-forfeiture clause which says whatever I've paid in, I get a reduced benefit for. I might not get the full lifetime benefit that I had, but I'm going to get a benefit at least equal to the premium payments that I paid in. So those are two of the stepping stones that require an insurance contract to be what they call qualified. And I will just tell you just right off out of the gate, all of the insurance plans that we work with are considered qualified long-term care insurance plans. So number one, there's also limits on deductions. If I have that qualified long-term care insurance plan, the question from Brandon said, hey, can I deduct the premiums? Well, if I have a traditional pay-as-you-go long-term care insurance, so just think of that as like your homeowner's insurance. I designed that bucket of money, which is my long-term care insurance. It's going to pay me $3,000 a month for 3 years, whatever it is. I'm going to pay a premium. the IRS is going to say, yes, you can deduct premiums on that, but they are going to set some limits, and those limits are going to be based on your age. So what I mean by that is if I am 40 years or younger, which is rare, you know, a lot of the insurance contracts don't even start till you're age 40. You're basically going to get to deduct $420 a year of premium. Once I get to 41 to 50, it's $790. 51 to 60 jumps up to $1,500 a year. If I'm over 60, 61 to 70, $4,220 a year. And if I'm over 71, jumps up to $5,270. That is 2019, and those numbers generally increase a little bit every year. So that's the limits that the IRS says that, yes, you can deduct that amount of premium from a long-term care insurance contract. However, here's the catch. If you are just a, you know, Joe Blow employee out there, that doesn't mean you get to deduct that premium. The deductions are going to be based on, are you self-insured? Are you self-employed? I'm sorry. If I'm self-employed, whether I'm just a sole proprietor or an LLC or an S corporation, I will get to deduct some of that premium based on these limits. Now, if I have a health savings account, this is another rule. So I work for a big company and they offer me a health savings account. I can use some of the money that I have in my health savings account to pay for these premiums again, up to these deduction limits. So that's something to keep in mind. And if I am just the regular person out there, I'm not working, or I'm working but I don't have access to a health savings account, the only way I can deduct these insurance premiums is if I spend more than 10% of my adjusted gross income on medical expenses. So that's common right now. That's it. It was 7.5% last year, but they bumped it up for 2019 back up to 10%. So if I'm making $100,000 a year and I have a medical event and I spend, say, $12,000, well, that's over 10% of my adjusted gross income. So now what the IRS says is you can now deduct part of your long-term care premiums. So you can see, going back to our original question from Brandon, he's saying, hey, can I deduct long-term care insurance premiums? Well, it's not a guarantee that you can, but there's lots of situations where we can. So when we're designing a plan, what we always want to look at is say, hey, are you self-employed? Do you have some K-1 income? Are you rental income? Have you formed an LLC? If so, there are some possibilities that we can deduct part of that premium, and we want to design a plan that can take advantage of that. And what do I mean by design a plan on that? Well, let's talk about the hybrid and the asset-based plans. I had a gentleman that came in and said that his advisor told him that there's no deductions for asset-based long-term care plans, and that's just simply not true. The insurance company has to separate out the cost on the asset-based or the hybrid plans for the long-term care insurance. So what I mean by that is if I have a policy that's going to give me a death benefit if I die and I don't use that for long-term care, that portion is going to be the life insurance. However, the unlimited lifetime benefit on long-term care, that's going to be long-term care. And if the insurance company separates that out, which many do, I can now deduct that portion out of the business, which is what I personally do. I have an asset-based plan where I have life insurance and I have long-term care combined together, so the long-term care portion is deductible. So hybrid and linked benefits also offer that deductibility if the company is willing to separate those out. Again, not all of them do that. That's why you want to work with somebody that really understands the difference between these companies, because on the surface, they may look the same. But hey, if I'm a real estate agent and I'm self-employed, guess what? With this company over here, I get to deduct those premiums. I get to write a portion of those off out of the business. Now, if you're a C corporation out there or an LLC taxed as a C corporation, there's really good news. Now I can deduct 100% of long-term care insurance premiums with no limitations. We're not limited to those age groups set by the IRS. So that means if I have a premium that's $20,000, I can pay $20,000 out of the business for a C corporation for a long-term care plan. And again, on the asset base and the hybrid, I can write that portion off that is designated for the long-term care insurance. So again, C corporations are not limited to that tax deductibility. Now, bottom line, can I deduct premiums? It depends on your situation. If I spend more than 10% of my adjusted gross income, yes, everybody gets to do that then. They get to add those insurance premiums in that year. However, if I'm self-employed, I'm going to be able to deduct up to a certain limit. Or if I have a health savings account, I can deduct based out of that. And Lastly, if I'm a C corporation, now I can write off 100% of those traditional long-term care plans. Now, let's go to the other side of this. Let's talk about the benefits. Once I'm on claim, what happens? Long-term care benefits are designed to be tax-free, and there's really two ways that you're going to get paid your benefit. So when I go on claim, I'm going to get either a reimbursement plan, which pays up to actual services or my policy limit. And what I mean by that is if I have a $6,000 a month limit and I'm spending $5,800 on long-term care, the insurance company is going to reimburse me up to $5,800. So that's a reimbursement plan. The second way that you can get paid is what they call a per diem, or also known as a cash benefit policy. That type of policy just says, hey, I'm going to give you $6,000 a month when you go on claim. I don't care if you're spending $5,800 or $3,800, you get the full $6,000. Now, the IRS says on all reimbursement plans, it doesn't matter. Those benefits, whether it's $3,000 a month or it's $15,000 a month, that is going to be tax-free to you. It's not going to be counted as income because it's a reimbursement plan. The insurance company has already verified that the money that you spent is on a qualified long-term care expense. Now, if I go to a per diem or a cash benefit, the IRS says, look, that is tax-free up to a limit. It's about $370 a day or a little over $11,000 a month. So as long as I'm receiving less than $11,000 a month, it's not counted as income. That's considered cash free. However, if I'm receiving $15,000 or $20,000 a month on a cash plan, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a taxable event. It just means that I have to prove that I'm spending that money on long-term care. So if I'm in a special memory clinic and they're charging me $18,000 and I'm getting $15,000 of long-term care in a cash plan, it's a moot point. That's all tax free. The big difference there is that on a cash plan, the IRS may require some paperwork to be, you have to keep track that, hey, this is the amount of money that I'm spending. This is the level of care that I'm receiving. However, on a reimbursement plan, you never have to do that. But the idea is the benefits can be tax-free to you regardless. Even if it's a cash benefit, as long as you're spending all that money on long-term care, it's cash-free. If you're receiving less than $11,100 in today's dollars, it doesn't matter. That's going to be considered tax-free. So the key is that cash benefit, that per diem limit goes up a little bit every year as well, too. At the end of every year, a client gets what they call a 1099 LTC. All that is it tells basically the IRS how much money you receive from your long-term care insurance contract. It keeps track of the figures for like state partnership programs and things like that. But you don't have to do anything with that on a reimbursement plan. It's just, it's not counted as income. So again, tax advantages on the front. Yes, you can deduct some of the premiums. However, doesn't matter. Even if you're deducting those premiums on the front end, on the back end, when I go on claim, the benefits are still tax-free. So we're going to head into our next break. And when we stick around, when we get back, I've got a client of the week that I'm going to share with you. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What happens if I don't use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, nobody likes to pay for something they don't use. In the past, if you never used your long-term care insurance, the premiums you paid were simply gone, just like homeowners or car insurance. But you know what? Things have changed. We now have new programs that will pay you back even if you don't use them for long-term care. You can find out about all the new programs, including ones that pay you back, at 525longtermcare.com. While you are there, you can send us your question and even sign up for a free class. And don't forget to join us every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up Saturday, November 16th. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in. We're back here at Long-Term Care Radio. You heard a couple of ads, and again, I've got a class coming up on November 16th, 9 a.m. This is the only class that we have scheduled for November this year. It's on a Saturday at 9 a.m., so jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com if you want to come down and see us and learn more. I'll be there. Madeline will be there as well, too. And it's just a great chance to meet us and learn a little bit about what we're talking about here. You'll get a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And really, the book is just laid out in a, you know, kind of a basic generic, you know, you see the books at Costco, you know, Cooking for Dummies or whatever. That's kind of what we did here. Just a basic 101 introduction into what long-term care is, what it pays for, you know, how does Medicare and Medicaid work. It's got some examples in it. Tells you, teaches you a little bit about, you know, that what an asset-based plan is and a traditional and hybrid plan and even critical care insurance. And it's got a glossary in it. And we give that book out. We do not mail that book out. People will call us sometimes, say, hey, can I get a copy of the book? It's like, no, we don't do that. We actually have all that information on our website if you want to pick through it. It's just we say, hey, thank you for coming to the class, because during the class, I will say, hey, look on page 12. This is where you're going to see information on this or this or that. And then that way you can make notes in the book. But everybody gets a copy of that book as well, too, that comes to our class. And again, the only class we have for November is on Saturday the 16th at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue, and the class is free. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. So we started off, we're just talking about the tax advantages of long-term care today. Number one, yes, you can deduct the premiums in some situations, which is very advantageous for a lot of people, including myself. I'm able to do that. But the benefits are still designed to come back tax-free, and that's the real crutch of what makes long-term care insurance so powerful. If I've got all the money in the world, I've got $2 million sitting in my retirement account, and I think, well, I'm just going to use that to pay for long-term care. Well, you got to remember, as you pull that money out, it's considered income. It's going to push up your adjusted gross income, which is the number that goes up before you get any deductions at all. So that's what we mean by long-term care being tax-free. It does not push up the adjusted gross income line at all. It just counts as long-term care benefit. It does not count as income. Now, this is the part of the show where I bring a client of the week, and this is a classic example of someone that I designed a plan for based around tax deductions. And this is Josh, who is 58, and Carrie, who is 57. Now, they wanted long-term care. They liked the idea of getting paid back if they never used a plan. They liked the idea of, you know, all these things that we talk about on the radio, lifetime benefits. But they came in to sit down and would talk with, and I started, you know, going through their system, you know, what's your assets? Where's your income? This, that, the other thing. Turns out that they owned a business, and that business was taxed as a C corporation. Now, remember from earlier in the show, we were talking about the discounts. If I'm self-employed, I get to basically deduct some of the premiums. I say in discount there, what we're talking about is deductions. I get to deduct some of the premiums. But if I'm a C corporation, I'm not limited to the IRS limits. So they came in and they're business owners, and I asked my question, okay, how is your business structured? Is it a LLC? Is it a sole proprietor? And they're like, it's a C corporation. I'm like, okay, ding, 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 ding. That really changes the whole scope of the design process for me, because now I can say, okay, here's your asset-based plans, your hybrid plans. These are the different ways we can do them, but we're going to be limited on the deductions to this amount of money on the policy. Because remember, on an asset or a hybrid-based plan, I'm paying over time part of that premium the IRS considers to be life insurance. So I can't deduct that. I can just deduct the portion that is the long-term care insurance. And as a cardinal rule, that's going to be about half of the premium. So if I have somebody saying I'm putting in $20,000 a year for 10 years, well, if it's a hybrid or asset-based plan, they can deduct maybe $10,000 of it if they're a C corporation. However, on traditional long-term care insurance plans, the whole thing is considered long-term care insurance. It's treated the same as medical insurance, so the C corporation can deduct that entire premium without limits. So this is what we ended up doing for Josh, who's 58, Carrie's 57. They're going to be working. They said they'll own the business for another 10 years at least. So this is, you know, all the information that we gathered. But we walked in and we designed a plan for them. And this is what we did. We started with a plan that pays each of them $6,000 a month for a lifetime benefit. Now, this is another thing I think a lot of people are surprised at. There's only two companies out there that offer lifetime benefits. One is an asset-based plan and one is a traditional pay-as-you-go plan. So the traditional pay-as-you-go plan, there's no death benefit in this policy. There's no return of premium, but that's okay. We're just getting it for the insurance. But the nice thing about this traditional plan is it's all treated as long-term care insurance. So we set up a traditional plan. They're going to pay, basically, they're going to get $6,000 a month with 3% compound inflation. So that means that every year that $6,000 is just going to continue to grow. So now if you go down, you say, well, what does that mean? Well, if we're down to year 15, instead of $6,000, they've got a little over $9,000 a month of long-term care, and it's just going to continue to grow for a lifetime. So $6,000 a month, 3% compound inflation on the benefit. The premium for this policy is going to run them $20,640. So they're going to put about a little over $20,000 a year into this plan. However, this is a limited pay option. Again, a lot of people get confused on this too. Traditional plans basically mean I pay until I go on claim. That's what most people are thinking. So the Genworth, the John Hancock policies, the Transamerica, I'm going to keep paying that annual premium until I go on claim. This particular company that we work with offers a 10 pay. This program is designed exactly for these people. C corporations, executive carve outs, which means that I can carve out executives and set up a long-term care plan and pay that premium out of the C corporation and deduct 100% of that premium. Now, I also only have to pay the premium for 10 years. At the end of the 10 years, the premium is completely paid in full. Now, you don't have to be a business owner to set up a 10 pay. You can do that. It's just that a lot of our 10 pay clients will end up going to a hybrid or an asset-based plan because there'll be some other features there. But this particular plan, because they can write off 100% of the premiums, their business is profitable, so they have the cash flow to fund these payments, which is key. Again, if you're a small business and you're basically breaking even every year, that doesn't really, money doesn't just grow on trees, so to speak. But this company, they had excess cash, they had profits, so they could easily afford to pay that $20,000. So they're going to put a little over $200,000 into this plan, but look what they have. I mean, we go out there in their 50s right now, so let's just go out 30 years. They are basically going to have a 3% compound inflation is going to grow their benefit to about $14,000 per person per year tax-free for an unlimited amount of time. I mean, just think about that. At that point, 30 years down the road, they're pulling out $180,000 a year, one person, and they're going to pull that out. You know, if they're on claim for 4 years, 5 years, they're going to pull out $500,000-$700,000 out of this plan. They funded the entire plan with $200,000 and it was out of tax-free money. They were able to write that off. So this is what we mean by taking advantage of those tax breaks. If I'm a C corporation, I can write that premium off 100%. Now, remember, for their age, at 58 and 57, if they were an S corporation or a sole proprietor, they would be able to only deduct $1,580 per year per person. So that means they'd be able to pay about $3,100 a year out of that $20,000 tax-free. They'd be able to deduct that. So that's not a huge savings. So that's why a lot of our smaller business owners will do a hybrid or an asset-based plan, because then they also get the death benefit and they get some cash value in the plan. But for this is just a make sense deal, a C corporation. I love this setup. I have a limited pay option. I can be completely paid up in 10 years, and I don't have to carry payments into my retirement years. and the payment's tax-free on the front end, all the benefits are still going to come back tax-free in the back end. So that's just a really, really, again, unique design plan, executive carve-out. And I want to touch just on that for a second. One of the big problems a lot of people have is they say, hey, I'm a business owner. I don't want to get a long-term care insurance through work because I don't want to get long-term care insurance for everybody because it's just too expensive. Well, long-term care insurance allows us to do the executive carve-out. We do not have to offer the plan to all of our employees. You can't do that with other insurances, but you can do that with long-term care again. So you are not subject to saying, hey, if the owners are going to take out a long-term care insurance plan, they have to offer it to their employees. It doesn't work that way. You can do key man carve out. You can do executive carve out. So you can just do it based on age or by key man or based on income. There's lots of different ways you can do it. So the owners in this situation are simply going to say, we're going to get insurance for ourselves right now, but we are not going to offer long-term care insurance as a company paid expense to our other employees. We're just not that big of a company. We don't have those resources. And so that's what's unique about long-term care insurance, just having that flexibility right there. So again, 58, 57, it's a 10 pay. They're going to put about $200,000 total. They're going to have 10 annual payments of $20,640. The other thing I love about the 10 pay on this traditional plan is, remember, traditional plans do not guarantee that the rates will remain level, meaning the premiums, they can raise those rates. But if I have a 10 pay plan, that means this plan's fully paid up in 10 years. It's going to insulate me down the road in case interest rates are still really low or claims are higher and the insurance companies have to come back and raise the rates. So it gives us another layer of protection just by having this plan fully paid up in 10 years. So again, just lots of examples on our website as well, too, if you'd like to see some different ways that we design plans and help people. And again, that's part of that process, right? What's the benefit you want? In this case, $6,000 a month for an unlimited amount of time, and we're going to grow that benefit by 3% every year. So that's the long-term care benefit. That's phase one of the discussion. Phase two is, what's the most efficient way to fund this plan? Originally, Josh and Carrie really thought they were going to do an asset base. They've been listening to our show. They came to our class. They thought, you know, we're probably going to do a hybrid or an asset base. We have the assets. We have the resources. But when we sat down and looked at the situation, we said, well, you can protect your assets, your resources. You've already paid taxes on those, brought that money out of the corporation into your bank accounts. Now leave that money alone. Now you can fund this long-term care out of the business and can be a business expense. And that just worked really, really well for them. So again, just 10 pay, they're fully paid up, and it's a tax deduction on the front end form, and the benefits still come back tax-free. We're going to head into our next break, and stick around. When I come back, I've got a little more information on, you know, what long-term care covers and where it covers care. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, I know Bulwark Capital's built on risk management. Explain that to me.
Most advisors are trying to do the right thing by increasing their clients' allocation to bonds as they get older. But thanks to record low rates, a lot of investors have paid more in fees over the past 8 years than they've actually made in their bond portfolios.
Well, that math just doesn't add up.
Dory, that's where our bond replacement strategy comes in. It goes up with a rising stock market, yet it's insured against loss in a falling market while not having any management fees.
And Zach has all these strategies in his brand new version of Common Sense Investing. Give him a call. Get your free copy. Call 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about the all-new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up Saturday, November 16th. Seating is limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. We're just wrapping up this show here on Saturday morning. And again, if you miss anything, you can always go back to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Grab our podcast. It's right there on the home page. You'll see the big Long-Term Care Radio box, big green box. And there's a radio podcast button. Click on that and you'll get the podcast. You can listen at your own convenience. And then right next to it is the Start Here button. That's going to walk you through just the basics about long-term care and kind of gives you a usable format to the website. Now, you can explore the website at your own pace too and do whatever you want, but that's why we have that Start Here button as well. And then right next to that, you'll see our upcoming events, long-term care planning class. I've only got one scheduled for November. We're just really running out of time with Thanksgiving and everything, so we're going to do one on Saturday at 9 a.m. and that's on the 16th. And again, these classes are just a lot of fun, and we do limit the seats, so that's why we ask you to sign up, because we have limited space in our training room and we're just trying to keep it usable, and we'll get you in and get you out. That's why we start at 9 on Saturdays, and you're more than welcome to come. So go ahead and sign up, and we'll give you a copy of our free book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. So we talked today just a little bit about the tax advantages of long-term care, and again, can I deduct the premiums? Yes, in certain situations. Businesses owners, as the general rule, are going to be able to deduct some premiums. A C corporation can deduct the long-term care side on a traditional plan, 100% of that. They can deduct the long-term care portion of an asset base without the limits. And if I am just a regular individual, if I have access to a health savings account, I can use some of that money to pay for long-term care. Again, those are based on IRS limits that change a little bit every year, but your CPA would know that, or your tax accounting software, if you do your own taxes like I do, will tell you that every year they change that. And so there are some ways to deduct those premiums, but ultimately what we remember is at the end, when I go on claim, the whole idea of long-term care, it is a tax-free stream of income. That's the benefit of long-term care. And you'll hear the ads that I run sometimes. A lot of people will mistakenly pay more in taxes than it costs to set up one of these plans. And it's so true, because you'll get these people, I'll see them, that they'll come in and they have pension, they have Social Security, maybe a little bit of rental income, and then they hit 70 and they got to start taking out these required minimum distributions. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they're in a high tax bracket already, but if they have to start pulling out another $10,000 a month to pay for long-term care services, well, guess what? They're pulling $10,000 out. They're paying a third of that in taxes right out of the gate, and it's just going year on and year out. And that is pushing their adjusted gross income up, which pushes up their Medicare costs and all kinds of things. So there's a lot of consequences to not having a dedicated tax-free source of money to pay for long-term care. And that's really what the long-term care insurance does. Now, when I say pay for long-term care, I want to spend a little time just before we go today just talking about some of the basics on what is covered for long-term care. So IRS says we're going to give you this money for long-term care insurance tax-free, but the idea of it is it's for what they call qualified expenses. And a lot of people say, well, gosh, you know, what is that? Well, it's not everything. If I'm in my home, the vast majority of the care that I'm going to be receiving is custodial care. So long-term care is going to pay for that custodial care. But it's also going to allow you to pay for skilled care, which is, you know, think of like a nurse or a medical doctor, that you have to have somebody with a medical skill to provide that care for you, or a physical therapist. It's going to pay for that as well, too. It also pays for personal care. So think of the care that you need just getting through the day, the dressing, the bathing, all that stuff. That's part of that custodial care. But also the meal preparation, the getting you to church and back, the grocery shopping, long-term care insurance will cover those expenses. Again, tax-free. That's part of their covered expenses. And, you know, what we call, just think of the homemaker services, so to speak, the meal preparation, the laundry, the housekeeping, what they call, they consider light housework. Now, that being said, you cannot use long-term care insurance to hire a landscaper. You cannot use long-term care insurance to hire a contractor to come out and do work on your house. There are limitations that the IRS says it's designed to pay for long-term care services, but it's a wide range of supportive services. And then finally, what does it pay for? It pays for the housing expense once you move into a facility. So what I mean by that is when my grandmother went into a long-term care situation, she started at home. So we had a care agency come to her 2 days a week originally. Pretty soon it got to 3, 4, 5 days a week. After about a year and a half of that, she decided to move to an assisted living facility. So what happened is when she was in her own home, she still had to pay her property taxes, her cable television. She still had to buy her own groceries. She still had to pay for maintenance on the house, but she could pay for those healthcare workers to come in and provide the care for her. Once she moved to a facility, to the assisted living facility, now the long-term care insurance covers what they call the housing expense, and everything falls under that umbrella, right? Under the housing, we've got basically the cable television. We got Friday night social. We got the meals, the food, the laundry service, the maid service, you know, all the maintenance on the building. It's all, so they're just saying, hey, your assisted living facility is $6,000 a month. Everything falls underneath that charge. Long-term care insurance covers that. So keep that in mind. And the reason why I say that is when we're designing a plan, one of the questions I always ask people, what are your thoughts on aging? And if you say, well, I really would like to live in our house for as long as possible and die here. We've designed it, you know, with no stairs and this, that, and the other thing. I say, okay, let's just be aware, though, that it's going to cost more in that situation to be in your own home, because you're still going to be paying property taxes, the maintenance of the house and things like that, versus I move into a continuing care center, assisted living, adult family home, anything like that, anything we consider a facility. Well, now you're not paying property taxes and all that other stuff. Everything's going to fall under the guise of the long-term care insurance. Now, that being said, next question that a lot of people are wondering, if I have this long-term care insurance, it's going to give me all these tax-free benefits, where can I use it? Where does it pay for care? The number one place for what we call a comprehensive long-term care plan, which is what we help our clients put in place, means it pays for care, number one, in home. That's where about 3 out of 4 people will start their journey, is in their own home. So your home, but then we have a list, and this is, you know, on the website. It's also in my book, but just go down the list. Adult daycare. That is a community resource where maybe I'm taking my father to the adult daycare for 6 hours a day or 8 hours a day while I work, and I pick him up. That's covered by long-term care insurance. Assisted living facilities. That's where my grandmother moved into. An assisted living facility is usually going to be, you know, a larger facility that's going to have multiple, you know, hundreds or, you know, dozens or hundreds of people that live on one campus. An assisted living facility, long-term care pays for that. It also pays for nursing homes. It also pays for hospice care, pays for special care facilities. It will even pay for the ongoing long-term care costs in a, what they call a CCRC, or a continuing care retirement center. A lot of those places you buy into, and they say, well, if you do need long-term care, we will provide all the services to you for $5,000 a month. Your long-term care insurance will pay that too. So again, remember that long-term care insurance pays for a wide variety of services to support that independent living. It also pays for that care in a wide variety of places, including your home, which is where most people start out. So it's not a location, it's an event. And I think that's just key to keep in mind, that the idea of long-term care is we may have all of the, you know, everything mapped out with our estate plan. This is what we need to happen, but you may get to a situation where you can't age in home. And so it's nice to know that that long-term care insurance is going to follow you if you do end up moving to a facility as well, too. So again, you've wrapped up just about another hour here on Long-Term Care Radio. We appreciate everybody that's tuning in. Lots of information on our website. Another thing I always tell people to do is go to the website, sign up for a class, send me a question. You'll see their Long-Term Care Radio question of the week. We'll build a show around that. And then down on the bottom, you can see a little badge that says top rated local. That is just some reviews of clients that have been certified by this company that we hired, and they send in the reviews for us. And we've got over 50 reviews on there now, and just kind of read about what they say and about our services. Because again, we try to be unique in the sense that we start with education and we help you design a plan that's right for you. So, but anyway, thanks for everybody tuning in. Sign up for a class at 525longtermcare.com, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.